We all have a little voice in our head that can cause success or chaos. If we fine-tune that voice, it will alert us to things that will catapult us into the realm of our needs and desires. If we trip and start heeding the wrong voice, then we will start to act on our fears and biases. This book is not about choosing which voice you pick, but is about a man that has so finely tuned his senses that he knows exactly which voice is telling him what and knows when to listen to it. It is not something that comes from meticulous and articulate definition, but rather comes from mistakes, reflections, more mistakes, learning, and still more mistakes. And then, after all the challenges have been surmounted, all the problems solved, and all the mountains climbed, we find achievement on the horizon and success in the dawn. Introduction. Let me state up front that you will not see a bad word written about this man in this book. But that is not because this book is written as an adulation to the current wealthiest man on the planet. Instead, it is written this way because we cannot hope to emulate or learn from a man, any man or woman for that matter, that we are mocking or finding fault with. Biographies are not about the subject of the book. Biographies are about the person reading it and their quest to find the spark that is within them. Not about paying homage to the subject of the biography. However, it is easy to get carried away in the evolving narrative of who the person is behind the name. It becomes complex to decipher the man behind the company and the brain behind the idea. And that is, after all, why we are intrigued by this person, his character, his actions, his reasoning. He is interesting because of his achievement and the string of ideas, decisions, and actions he has taken to arrive at where he is at this point in time. This is also not a book about the rights and wrongs, the vices and virtues, and the ethical or brazen business moves that may or may not impact others. Again, this is about the trek and the soul of a man combined with his chutzpah to make something, see something, perfect something that is better than anyone else has to that point. There are things you can say about Bill Gates or about Steve Jobs, Jack Ma, Richard Branson, and anyone who has reached a certain level of success that is beyond what most others have dreamed of doing. But judging them will not get you far. When it comes to Bezos, by the way, it's pronounced Bezos, not Bezos, there are a lot of you who are going to say that he did this or did that and put this company or that company out of business. I understand your sense of empathy for the vanquished and those companies that got hit and shuttered, or the companies that had to downsize because of the rise of Amazon. For instance, the likes of Barnes & Noble, which is especially ironic since it was the coffee shop in Barnes & Noble that played host to Bezos and his compadres, as well as their early customers and investors in Seattle. It's not just Barnes & Noble that hit a brick wall when Amazon started to rise. It was retailers like Macy's and Nordstrom's as well. But it also doesn't just stop at brick-and-mortar companies and old tech. It's new tech as well. Etsy, for example, has also seen better days. For those of you who cast Amazon and, by extension, Jeff Bezos as evil and un-American, talk of monopoly and all that, I urge you to think again. Have you played that thought out in your head? Do you really think that they are out to destroy the past icons of American commerce because they have nothing better to do? No. That is the genius of Amazon and the brilliance of Bezos. They are out to revolutionize the landscape and take advantage of technology in doing so. Or maybe you think it has to do with greed at the expense of others. I don't see any evidence of that. What I see is a person who has identified a piece of technology and used that technology in ways others are only now starting to comprehend. As the book unfolds, one of the things that you will start to understand about Bezos is that there are two sides to him. More, actually, but in this instance, these two sides are in stark contrast with each other. On the one side, you have a man who is so tech-savvy that he sees their utility in the nitty-gritty of the infrastructure of that technology. He is the kind of guy who could tell you why the Starship Enterprise can go into a warp and why it maxes out at warp 9. By the way, if you look closely, Bezos has a cameo appearance as one of the alien characters in Star Trek Beyond. You should totally look that up. The other side of him is one that is almost stoic in a philosophical way. He is one of those people that reads New Age authors in philosophy, like Taleb Nassim Nicholas,